Welcome to our morning show on WRCO, WRCE. We have a two-parter today. We're going to talk about the Richland School District a little later on. We're going to talk about an upcoming event, which will feature a dementia specialist, and we'll have that for you a little bit later on. The first part, we're going to talk about back to school in the Richland District. Yes, it is that time of year. It's hard to believe, but we have really a privilege today to talk to co-principals Liz Perkins and Ryan Lemke, who are here today. Good to have you both along today.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy to be here, Phil.
Thanks for sitting in with us for a little while. And Liz, you even got the trivia question right last hour.
Yeah, so. It was hard not to be able to jump in and say I was right, but
so,
had to be fair.
Yeah, absolutely. We didn't let you win. We heard the announcement that you'd be co-principals last year. And how's this going so far now that you're kind of into the first weeks of it?
It's good. I came up to the high school last year and joined Ryan Lemke, and we immediately realized we worked well together and we're there for the students, and just we're excited to transfer into this co-principal role this year.
Yep, it's been great. Obviously, you know, like Liz just said, we work fantastic together, and we enjoy being around each other, which is very important in this role because we're with each other all the time. But it's also, as we understand, diving in these new positions, there's going to be things we have to figure out along the way. It's not going to be perfect, but we have each other to bounce ideas off of and rely on each other to get through some of that stuff.
Ryan, I know you were dean of students most recently. Does the role change a little bit then, or how does that work?
Yeah, it does. It does and it doesn't. So the dean of students role is, Liz and I will both absorb that position as well as her previous role. So it's still there in a sense, just without the title, if you will. So we'll still be doing some of those discipline needs of our building, but instead of it just being solely me, and it wasn't ever just solely me, but the title was, right? So now it'll be Liz and I, as well as a couple other members of our school that we'll talk about a little bit later, I think.
All right. Well, the new year is right around the corner here. And when do teachers go back officially?
The teachers will be back the last week in August. We have some trainings that will be going on, and teachers just get a little time to work in their classroom to make sure those bulletin boards are up and they're ready to join their students.
Some important days to look forward to and maybe mention on the morning show today. Ryan?
Yep. Yeah, so 2 weeks from now, on the August 29th, we have our open house day and our new student orientation. So our open house in the Richland School District is from 4 to 6 on Tuesday, August 29th. And then at the high school, we have our new student orientation, though it's a lot of incoming 7th graders as well as new to the district, at 6 to 7 in the auditorium. So we're excited to get some information out to our families as we get ready to rock and roll with school year.
You recently had the super registration, and how did that go?
Yeah, that was a huge success. I think this is now the second year in a row where we've kind of ironed out all of the smaller details. We had some issues with pictures that was a little bit out of the school district's control, but for what we could control, everything went very, very smooth, and a couple small things to iron out moving forward, but it was definitely a success.
So you broke the camera? Is that what happened?
Yeah. I got up there, smiled, and everything shattered.
That was the problem. Liz, I know you wanted to talk about some potential changes and schedule changes in the district.
Yeah, if students, they should be able to see their schedules now on Skyward, and if they're seeing either holes in their schedule or maybe there's a class that they were not planning on taking, now is the time to get a hold of their school counselor. So we have Gretchen Knabel. She is our school counselor for the 7th, 9th, and 11th grade. And then we have Miranda Culver, and she is overseeing the 8th, 10th, and 12th grade. So if your child is looking at their schedule and saying, I don't want this class, I didn't plan on this class, they can email or call their school counselor and see if they can set up an appointment, or maybe it's just a quick fix, you know, over the phone. But now is the time to do that so that we're not coming to school and standing in line to get that schedule changed on the first day.
So you can look that up online then?
Yes. Yep. They can access their schedule through their Skyward account.
Okay.
And same for registration. If you miss super registration, you can do all of that online through your Skyward account. If you are locked out of that, or you don't know your password, because we know how those passwords get lost, you can call the school and we can help you with that as well. But we just would like to get everybody registered so we know who's coming and can plan for that for our teachers.
A new phone number this year too, I believe, for the school.
Yes, 608-649-HIVE. And if you have a child in every building, that will help you, because it'll direct you then when you call that number to which school you need to talk to.
We've been talking this summer a little bit about a new community resource officer. And Ryan, what can you tell us about that? Any changes?
Yeah, super excited to get Officer Jared Wilson in our building. This is his, we created the position with the help of the community. And so he's going to be starting actually on Monday. We are really, really, really excited to get him in and get him going. Obviously, it's going to be a new position, but we have really high hopes that this can be a very lengthy position that we've created in the district. So he'll be in here. He's going to have an added safety presence, and obviously in today's day and age, school safety is number one priority, right? And that's it'll give us an extra level of that. He'll help us with certain needs, but he also isn't going to be doing the normal police officer tasks. So he's going to be developing educational programs and teaching students in all of our schools in the district the dangers of certain things, how to be safe, just a whole bunch of stuff that he's going to organize and run, and we couldn't be happier for him to join us.
I think that's an awesome addition, Liz, and I think more importantly, probably just getting that relationship with the students and having another person there is kind of a go-between with the students and the staff too, right?
Yeah, when we first met him, that was one of the things he talked about, is he really wanted to be out amongst our students, you know, in the lunchroom and just be there for questions and just getting to know them. So I think the students will quickly see that he's there to help us and as well as us in the office too, just to have his support, and he'll see things in different ways that we do and bring that. So we're excited about that.
So how does discipline work then in that sense? If he sees something, is it reported to him or do they bring it to you guys, or how is that going
to
work?
Yeah, we want to be in connection with him. Obviously, if it's a bigger thing, he'll probably take the lead on that. But for the most part, I think things will be quite the same as far as discipline as what it's been in the past. We just have him as a resource right there in the building. You know, there's been times when we've had to call for help from the police department just to help us navigate some things, and we'll just have him right there so things can move quicker and be more timely.
Do you guys play good cop, bad cop then, or is that how that's going
to
work?
Yeah, we all like to be good cop, right?
But I'm really the good cop,
right?
I could see that.
Right. But no, I mean, in all seriousness, I think everyone has the same goal in mind, and that's students' safety and well-being, and get them the education that they need. So that's, you know, super important priority one, two, and three, whatever order you put them in. But yeah, I think, you know, the... Obviously, you know, there could be some students that view a police officer or family members for that matter that view a police officer in a school as a negative. But I think ultimately we will earn the community's trust as this is a huge positive for us. And it'll take some time, and we're aware of that. And Jared Wilson's aware of that as well. But we all are going to move towards that goal of just helping everyone out and making sure everyone's safe.
What about Hornet Hour? What can you tell me about that, Ryan?
Yeah, super excited about Hornet Hour. It's a new program that we're developing, and it's going to run every single school day outside of the first couple days of school. But in a 5-day school week, right, a normal week where we don't have days off or thing early releases or things like that, Hornet Hour will happen. So 3 of those 5 days is going to be a structured study hall. During that structured study hall, if students need help in a certain content area, we're going to start with math and English. Okay, so a math teacher can, for example, if Phil's struggling in math, a math teacher can call Phil out of the class and come get him some extra support, whether that's help, you know, because he didn't score great on his test or he's missing some assignments. That teacher can then claim Phil for that time and get him that math help. The other 2 days of the week, so that's 3 of the 5. The other 2 days, the one day is Read Across the Hive, and this is a great initiative from our district administrator, Steve Board. He wants the entire building during Hornet Hour to read a paper copy of something, whether that's a book, magazine, an article, something paper. No cell phones, no tablets, no Chromebooks, nothing like that. Everyone in the building, that's from students to teachers to administration to food service to maintenance, everyone during that time, the building kind of stops and is reading. Obviously, there's going to be those situations that are going on that are unable to read at that time, but the 98% of the time that everyone in the building is going to be reading.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, we're excited about that. It'll, you know, there are going to be some students that haven't read in a while, right? That it's going to take some time to get back into the groove. We've had some emails from parents saying, like, my kid never reads. This is great. I love this. Right. So we're hoping everyone kind of jumps on that train. And then the 5th day excuse me, is something that we're our school counselors are going to be developing, especially one of our counselors in particular, Miranda Culver. She's developing a social-emotional skills curriculum. So we're going to roll that out to students, and teachers are going to kind of implement this curriculum into that Horned Hour time, just give them some life skills of how to manage stress when you're feeling anxious. How do we go about moving forward and things like that. So it's going to be a good curriculum. There's going to be some trial and error with Horned Hour, but overall, I think we're pumped to get it going.
What hour of the day is it, Ryan?
It's going to be right after third block, so right after that lunch block. I'm to be right around 1:15 to 1:45-ish. I'm sure I'm missing times up by a couple minutes there, but it's a 33-minute block right after lunch that this is gonna happen.
Oh, that's a great thing, and I can see students looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be kind of a time for those students that are struggling to catch up and receive that extra assistance by their core teachers. And also, if it's a reading, a social-emotional day, it kind of removes the stress of the content that they're receiving, right? If they're falling behind, and they can just read, and they can kind of relax and unwind and get some of those skills, those life skills that they need.
When is the first day of school is?
The first day is September 5th. All of our students come that day. So 7th through 12th grade, we realize that, that's a big day, especially for those 7th graders and new students. But we'll have staff in the hall. We'll be in the hall guiding them which class to go to. And our teachers are always more fair with tardiness those first few days as the kids navigate the building. But we just feel it's best just to start and see how we can help them. And then just a reminder, there's no school on Friday, September 8th. That's a teacher in-service day, and the fair is going on as well. So it's a short three-day week for our students that week, and that's always helpful, I think, as they're navigating off those summer sleep-in times and their summer schedule. So September 5th.
Is it staggered? Like, do some students go one day, or does everybody go on
everybody,
that first day?
Everybody just comes. We've done that in the past, but we just feel like we'd like to get everybody acclimated right away and just have those extra supports to help them, find their way to whichever class they're going to. That school is bigger, but they quickly realize it. They know it within the first hour.
The middle school and high school students are already kind of back at it with extracurriculars, aren't they?
Yeah, yep. In fact, I think there's a football game tonight, so that's exciting. The stands will be packed, and I think once you hit that time in the summer, you know that it's fall and it's getting cooler at night, so it's exciting.
It is. That time of year again. It felt like fall last night, that's
it
for
did.
Sure. Maybe we could talk about new staff, Ryan.
Yeah, we've got some new additions to the building and we're excited about every single one of them. So we're obviously bummed with some of our departures, but our new staff members coming in is just going to boost this team and move us into the next step here. So just in no particular order, we Heidi Andres is going to be our new, in a sense, face of the building, right? She's going to be who at that front desk in the front office. When you walk into the building, you'll see Heidi smiling there to greet you. So look for her. She's been fantastic. She started in July, and she's been nothing but positive for us. So super excited about her. A new building substitute is Madeline Redman. So this is a great position that was developed a few years ago that she is a full-time substitute that's in the high school building every single day. So let's say Miss Perkins is a science teacher. She had to call out for whatever reason. Madeline Redman could sub her class or any other class on that day. So it's a great resource for us.
I'm guessing that's awesome. If you have a teacher sick suddenly, you've got somebody to fill in there all of a sudden.
Yeah, exactly. And in years past, that position's been used for those kind of last minute situations that come up. Obviously, life happens, and we know that, and our staff is no different. So their kids are sick, and if that happens or other things come up, Madeline, Miss Redmond's there to save the day. So we're really excited about her. The new social studies teacher coming in, Jane Zeman. She's right out of school. We're excited about her. She's a very, very strong department that she's being, put into with the social studies department. So they're going to kind of, every time you have a new teacher right out of college, it's important to get them support. And it's a great department for that to happen in. So that we're excited about her as well. We have Hannah Mark. She's going to be kind of our middle school science teacher. So our 7th, 8th grade science classes, she's going to kind of lead the charge with those classes. We absolutely loved Hannah in the interview. We fell in love with her. She was fantastic. She's personable. I think during the interview, she made Liz and I laugh a combined like 30 times. Like, she's very engaging. And if she can keep our engagement like that in interview, I can't wait to see what she can do in the classroom. So that's going to be fantastic. Riley Blair is our new tech ed teacher. He's coming from Darlington High School with some experience. All the people we've talked to about Riley is he's completely turned around Darlington's tech ed department, and our tech ed department doesn't necessarily need to be turned around. So, but I think he can take it into that next level of productivity, and our kids are loving our tech ed classes. So I think he's gonna drive that in a big way. We have a new guidance administrative assistant with Lisa Bailing. She's coming on from the campus, so her expertise in that area is going to be fantastic for us. Jill Sharp is our new spec ed teacher. She has a ton of experience in the spec ed world. She was a principal at a school district up north, so she's going to be a great asset not only for our school but for Liz and I if we ever have questions about things. Liz Niemeyer, she was a choir teacher at Ithaca in years past. She came on over to Richland Center High School. We're excited about her. She's been great. She already knows our community. She works with some of those kids, so we're excited to have her. And then we are still on the hunt for a science teacher. So we are looking for a high school science teacher. We had kind of a late resignation, which happens from time to time. So we're very, very hopeful that we're going to have that position filled here shortly, we are still technically looking for that person.
Okay, sounds good. What a nice addition, you know, and we know some of those folks. We're going to welcome some new people to the community, so I think you guys got to be excited about that.
We are. We're very excited about all of them.
Did Liz Niemeyer sign a 50-year contract yet?
Yeah. I hope so. That's what you have to do when you're in that position. I hope she knows that.
We'll have to tell her that.
That's right.
Well, Liz, what can you tell us about the Instructional Coach Program?
So that's a new program that we have going right now. We have a group of teachers in each department that just want to focus on curriculum, and as well as just mentoring and supporting our new teachers and our teachers in general. So we've given some time to this group of teachers to meet, and then they'll also have time to just be in classrooms and give teachers some advice, or, you know, offer just to be a second set of hands. So we're just excited to offer that support to our teachers. I think the demands of teaching, we realize that, especially Ryan and I have been teachers. We know that the time and the commitment you put in to your classroom, especially right when September hits to all the way to June, is a lot. So we hope that this extra support is helpful to our teachers and our students.
Both of you being classroom teachers originally, that has to help as you kind of continue on with this job, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I think hopefully the teachers know that they can come to us and we understand where they're coming from. And especially fresh out of the classroom, we're still there with them. And I think it'll be helpful to build those relationships with our staff.
Absolutely.
How does the alternative school work then? Do you spend a little time in that building?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I am the partner principal, principal of record for that school. So for this year, I won't be over there a ton, right? I'll be over there from time to time, but I won't be necessarily in that building, right? The high school is where I will spend 99.9% of my time, okay? But I can absolutely go over there and check things out, and I will do that. Because I think everyone's excited about it. I know Liz will probably do the same thing. We're all in the district really, really excited for our partner school to get going. So I'll be over there from time to time, but I won't necessarily like have an office over there or kind of linger around. It'll more be like to check in with the students that are over there, check in with Ms. Siefkis, who's over there. As this school grows, I think from year to year, I'll probably spend a little bit more time in there based on our student population and the needs of the building.
I know they look to increase in numbers there eventually. I'm guessing that's something that, you guys can do as well, is like maybe you can see a student and kind of mention that, hey, this might be something you might want to look into in the future years, right?
Yeah, Sherry Johnson, our Director of Curriculum Instruction, has been really helping to get this school going. So I think they just want to start smaller this year to see if we had the resources or, you know, what we need for staff. And then I think we're all hopeful that it will grow for our students just to have that opportunity. If the bigger school's just not for them, we realize that it's not for everybody, but we still want to make sure that they're a Hornet with us. So this is a way to do that.
What about the new school start time?
Yeah, new start time, bright and early, 7:55. So last year was 8:05. This year it's a whole 10 minutes earlier. And then the school doors actually open at 7:35. Okay, so moving the school day up 10 minutes, it actually helps us in the world of snow days and ice days and inclement weather days. So instead of having to either cancel in-service days along the way to make up some of that time we lost or add on days at the end of the school year, this will hopefully prevent that from happening. Now, all of a sudden, if we get into the winter months and we have 25 snow days or something like that, then we'd have to revisit that. But hopefully this prevents stuff like that from happening. And then our end time is extended 5 minutes this year as well, instead of 3:20 to 3:25. Last fourth quarter, I think we had to adjust our schedule that we actually ended at 3:25 because of those snow days and those school cancellations in the winter months. So this just kind of prevents those changes from happening. So things are a little bit more consistent and the days off truly for in-service truly remain days off for in-service, because that time is valuable to teachers, helps them plan, it helps them grow as a department, it helps them create more curriculum to better service the students. So I know it, you know, when you have to change a schedule, it's not ideal, and that's why the schedule was time schedule was rolled out.
In the event of snow days, you know, we always hope that there aren't any. At least, you know, I don't know whether you guys do or not, but the students probably do. But any plans of still doing virtual or not, or is the day off is a day off?
I think this added time is helpful in hoping that we would not have to do virtual at this time. And, you know, it's always, you just see what kind of winter you get, and the school board and our district administrator decides those things. But I think this added time will help us navigate that and not have to think to that realm again.
And students are equipped with, their own Chromebooks again? And
yep, every building has a different device, but our students at the high school do have Chromebooks. And, you know, if they want us to do some work on a snow day, they could do that, maybe a catch-up day when they're home and have a paper to write or just something to study, but they have the ability to take those back and forth.
How important is attendance, Liz?
Attendance is very important. It's something that we've really focused on this past year, especially, you know, after that year of COVID when we were home, it was really hard to make students realize that it was important to be in school. And often if you miss too much, that's when you maybe become more anxious because you don't know what's happening in the classroom. So just trying to push that more, that we want you to be there when you can. And we understand students are sick or things come up, but just push yourself if you can be there. And if we don't want you there, if you have a fever, you know, or any of that, but just being more aware of that you are making an effort to be in class and on time. And, you know, if there's situations, we do want to know of them if we can help you with that. But attendance matters.
Yes, it does. Yeah. And when you get out in the workforce, it really does, doesn't
it? Yes. Yeah.
Trying to build them for the future. Anything else either of you'd like to add about the upcoming year?
Yeah, I think we're both very, very excited. We had, you know, like you mentioned earlier, the athletic programs are back in the building. Some of the clubs are starting to be back in the building and meet, and that's exciting to us. We want kids in the building. We can't wait for September 5th. Hopefully our students are getting excited too, and every time I run into somebody in the community, they're slowly starting to change the tune of they're ready to come back, I think. So that's the goal. We can't wait to see everyone, staff and students back, and I'm excited for the football game tonight. Hopefully we'll get on in the win column week one. So I think just a lot of excitement, but we're ready to go.
And you as a coach, you know the importance of extracurriculars and students being involved in school, don't you?
Absolutely. I think, you know, something that Mr. Bosworth used to preach that I loved is we want every student involved in at least one thing, right? So whether it's a club or an athletic or whatever it may be, we want every student to be involved in something. Okay, and it's very attainable. We have a great list of extracurriculars that we offer up at the high school. So it's doable. So if you're a parent listening right now and you're wondering if your student's involved or your child's involved in something, ask them and then push them to get involved in something. And that's how they build a sense of community. That's how they gain friends. That's how all that great stuff happens. If you have any interest in baseball, you can go ahead and contact me as well.
I was waiting for that. Right.
Cheap plug there at the end.
Right. Yes.
But so many other clubs and activities, and you have a musical going on this year, Liz?
Yes. We're excited to have that. I think auditions will be underway, and I think Liz Niemeyer will be involved in some of that. It'll be nice to have her there with us and see what she can do along with others that will be helping. And just another thing to say, if you are considering our school district still, maybe you've done something else and you would like to just meet with Ryan and I to talk about Richland Center High School and what we have to offer for your student, we're welcome to meetings and just give us a call at the high school.
I think it's going to be a great year. I think there's a lot of enthusiasm as you start that new year. A lot of unknown, but I think people are kind of fired up, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. I think we're ready. The floors are shiny. There's signs are going up, and now we just need the students.
Well, thanks for coming down here. We know you have a busy schedule getting ready, but we appreciate you coming to the morning show.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Phil. Appreciate having us on.
You bet. Good to see you. Ryan Lemke and Liz Perkins, co-principals for this year's upcoming school year at Richland Center High School.